Well, have I got a podcast for you guys? I have with me right now the events team from Sport Northland, who, God bless their cotton socks, are producing the only triathlon in Northland, the only one in Northland, right? It's the Kaiwi Lakes. Now, introduce yourselves, guys.
Morena, I'm Tara. I'm the events lead, and here with me I have got...
I'm Hayden Bell. I am the on-course coordinator for Sport Northland events.
Cheers, Hayden and Tara. So, okay, so first up, give me a date.
Date for the try is this year, Saturday, 27th of August. Oh my gosh, take two. We're not that far ahead. Saturday, 27th of April. My gosh.
Come on, man.
27th of April.
Sort it out. All right. Okay, so work one thing out. That there's a triathlon in Northland on the 27th of April. And why we're doing this potty, right, is that there's been this really cool initiative from the Whangarei Triathlon Club to challenge all. So tell me about the challenge that the Whangarei Tri Club have decided to incorporate into your Kaiwi Lakes event.
So they've come to us with an idea, and it is going to be called the Battle of the North. So it's trying to encourage tri clubs to get involved. You do have to be a member of a tri club to be involved with this. So this year we will see the inaugural Battle of the North commence with the tri clubs from Upper North fight out for a Cody Shield. So both participation and podium points are on offer, and the winning club will take home a shield and other numerous prizes. So the Whangarei Tri Club, the host club, they're hoping to be the first club to take this shield out. So there will be a bit of a point system. We're not 100% set on that point system yet, Shane, but kind of looks like the results that we use. So first, second, and third male will each receive points. For example, like 5 points first, 4 points second, 3 points third. They'll do that in the short course and long course only. Then there'll be some team points. Every member who finishes will also receive a point. And there's a few other little bits and bobs. Club uniform has to be worn during the race. You have to be registered with your club and with TriNZ. So when you register online, there'll be a question that you can answer if you want to be a part of the Battle of the North. And then the Tri Club will deal with all the results on the day. So it's a pretty good little just initiative to try and get some people involved. A little bit of a fun competition within the clubs rather awesome. Than just individuals too. So
yeah,
something new to introduce.
So what we're hoping is that the latte drinkers from North Harbour put in a team.
Yeah.
You know who you are. I've had a rivalry against the North Harbour Tri Club for nearly 30 years now. So you're never going to hear me say a nice thing about the North Harbour Tri Club. They're latte drinking. If you want to stop a North Harbour Tri Club member, just put mirrors out and they'll just stop and look at themselves for 5 minutes.
Hey, we've got all those latte drinking North Harbour Tri Clubs to come. Yes,
come on up. And when you North Harbour Tri Club members cross the line and you take out the shield, raise two fingers to the ear and go, Hooksy, take that, you wanker. Okay? That's what I'd like to see. But by the same token, I'd love to see the ACT boys put in a team. That club's going gangbusters. They put on the they helped out put on the Auckland Secondary School's Aquathon champs yesterday at St. Kent's. They're an awesome club. Get organized. Come on, triathletes. But by the same token, also a huge shout out to Hamilton Tri, and also come on Tauranga Tri Club. You guys act like you're the new big swinging dicks of the triathlon scene. Well, come on up and prove it. Prove that you guys are the big swinging dicks of triathlon, and ladies, of course. But I don't quite know what to say at that point. But you know what I mean, right? We'd love to see these clubs all go up and take on Whangarei's best. There you go. Take on Whangarei's best. So the distance. So the other thing that's a huge plus, I think, for this, guys. So we're going from what campground did you guys tell me we're going from?
Pine Beach Campground at beautiful Kaiwi Lakes. Where all our Sport Northland staff will be hanging out there the day before. There's plenty of space to come and camp, chuck a camper van there or pop a tent up.
Perfect. So literally,
like a weekend
tent is at the finish line. Is that right, Tara?
Mm.
You'll stroll. You can stroll straight out of bed, straight across the road, and you're doing it. Now, I've just looked online, and I think that even the North Harbour team could afford this. It's $25 a night for a powered site. So throw a sickie on Friday, get out of the Auckland traffic, come on up, pay your $25, powered site, walk across the road, and hopefully hungover, have a really good race for your club, which is what we'd love to see.
So make a whole weekend of it and stay Saturday night as well.
I mean, it's a stunning venue. So just a very quick shout out to you guys. Thank you for, and if you want to know as a listener what you can do to support triathlon, the most important thing you can do, believe it or not, is to turn up and race at these grassroots events. It's the last triathlon in Northland. They have to find a lot of money to pay for the traffic management and everything else on top of it. So the best way to support this triathlon is to turn up and hopefully represent your club. My pick for the club win, I'm going to go with the locals. There you go.
Yeah,
they've got a young junior in their team called Matthew Vanderpool, who's that's not his real name, but he's up and coming, and he did his first triathlon last year at your race. There you go. So highly recommended. Now the distances for the events. Have you got those with you, Tara?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
I want to know what this. Oh yeah, yeah.
We're starting off from the little kiddies. We've got the nippers, 4 to 6 years. Wicked. They're gonna swim 50 meters, bike 2 km, run 500 meters, and then we've got our cubs. So they go from 6 to 10. So if you've got a kid that is quite confident, then a 6-year-old, they can either choose to go in the nippers or they can jump up to go with the cubs. Cubs will swim 100 meters, bike 4 km, run 1 km. And then we've got our bears. So they're 11 to 15 years, swim 150, bike 8 km, and run 1.5.
Brilliant.
And for our adults tri event, we've got our tri. They're going to swim 100 meters, bike 9 km, run 2. Our short course tri, swim 350, bike 9 km, run 3. And our long course tri, swim 700, or you can kayak, and that is 1.5 km, and then bike 20 km, run 8.5, which is right around the whole beautiful.
What an awesome. And so that runs all off-road, Tara, is that right?
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah, you're going to be made to work for it.
Yeah, that's right. Is it a hilly run, the 8.5?
No, it's pretty much flat the whole way around. You follow the lake the whole way around, Shane, so you've got beautiful views of the lake.
Stunning.
You go through a little bit of, is it kind of the forestry road where they can access the forestry, but a little bit of gravel road, but pretty much you see the lake the whole way around. You run through promenade campground once you get round to the other side. So that's a little around about halfway, and then follow the lake all the way back around to the finish. So yeah, stunning views the whole way. And it's a pretty nice run. I'd say it'd be a pretty quick run for some of those fast ones.
Yeah.
Stunning. So just also website, how do they register, Tara?
You can go on to our runwalkseries.co.nz. That's got all of our events on there. Or if you search up, it is Northland Tri.
Yeah, northlandtri.co.nz.
For the specific Kaiwi Lakes. But you know, runwalkseries.co.nz, jump on there. You can check out all of our events.
Yeah. That's good. Hey, so thank you very much, guys, for this very short and brief plug for the Kaiwi Lakes. Come on, you triathletes. Your season's not over. You can make it through to the 27th before you hibernate, before you put away the TT bike. Don't one more blast, and you're doing it for your club. You're doing it for the sport. Yeah, just can do it.
And we totally welcome all those new clubs, like you said, Hamilton. Yeah. Come on up. Come and take on one of our local teams. Yeah. We welcome any of those new clubs. And with this new Battle of the North, I think there'll be a little bit of good banter in that between the teams and a bit of friendly competition. So that'll be awesome to see.
Not just the clubs. What about some of you? You coach the foot traffics, Rob, and how Rob. Foot traffic should put in a team. Hey, Rooster, put a team together. Rooster's a famous triathlete from Hamilton, and he's got quite a few under him. Simon Cochran, I'm calling you out, and your little ensemble of athletes. Come on, why don't the coaches put in some groups? Go up, have an end of season, make Kaiwi Lake. our traditional end of season get together for triathletes. Now that would be bloody awesome.
And, I would love to see Simon Cochran up here with his Athletic Peak crew.
That's it. Yeah.
I'll shout his campsite if he comes up.
There you go. Do you hear that, Simon? And also, you can actually run up if you want to, and I'm sure someone can bring your bag. And when you finish, you can run home. Just because you just do. But yeah, hey, thank you guys. Anything else you want to add that's a huge selling point? $25 a night for a campsite that's powered right next to the start line. Come on. No excuses. Get up there.
Do you want to do the promo code, Tara?
Oh, yeah, we've got a promo code for this year, Hooksy. So I think anyone listening to this, if you want a cheeky little discount, we've got a promo code. What is it worth, Hayden? 20%?
20%.
20% off your entry. Get in quick because we are now at, what are we at? We're at super early bird, but pricing will be jumping up. No, we are at early bird, sorry. Pricing will be jumping up mid-April, so make sure you get your entries in. If you want a sneaky little 20% discount code, the promo code is...
Hooks.
Hooks.
Oh, Jesus.
Hooks.
Oh, fucking hell.
All in caps.
H-double-O-K-S.
Hooks.
Yeah, okay. Come on, now you got to do it, man, because I'm going to be embarrassed as if no one uses this promo code, all right?
We'll be checking at the
just,
end,
just
too.
Come on and use the code.
And how many
save 20%.
Code.
Go up, do the race, and support our sport, man. The best thing you can do to support triathlon, I mean it's all sincerity, is to turn up and race at the grassroots events and not just the Flash Harry races put on by the Starbucks producers that put on the big races. There you go. Yeah.
Last year we saw 75% of new entrants to that event too, Shane. So it was one of the biggest ones where we've had people that aren't just previous entrants, it's new entrants coming from everywhere. So that would be awesome to see again. Like I said, all the clubs, you're welcome. It'll be awesome to see you all there. And I don't think you can get a better spot than the beautiful Kyrie Lake. So
I agree. Hey, that's a really good point. I was just double down on what you said there, Tara. Any potential first-time triathletes, the perfect race to do where there's no pressure on you, it's low-key, it's not loaded up with Flash Harry's intimidating you. You can do a race and you can get away and you can really do, it's the best place to do your first-time race without any pressure on you whatsoever. Yeah, all I ever do is waffle, Tara, you know that.
It's all good. Yeah, no.
Good waffle.
The community vibe at our events is amazing. And,
it is.
And
it
I think
really
it's worth
is.
The price of admission alone. You don't even.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's good. Hey, thank you very much. I'll put this one in the can and I'm going to produce it just as a little standalone, little shorty. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Shane. Thanks, guys. And I all the best. I'm just going to hit the pause button.